Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Don't forget, Dimitri Graffiti coming up, your chance to sound off about anything, whether it's Richland Township, whether it is Shadyside, whether it's Erica Tamborin, whether it's the No Kings protest, anything at all. That's coming up, but only on the radio side. Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5. We are wrapping up our interview here with Rick Farrell. And again, my apologies for misspelling your name on the Facebook thing. I just feel
no
awful about it. Honest
to
God, I feel like it's such a jerk. Anyway, so I asked you if you and DeNoble, the two Richland Township trustees, would be willing, if we could make this happen, to have a three-way debate, the two of you and also Jay Stevens here in our studio, live exclusive debate. I asked you to think about it during the commercial break. Would you be willing to do that?
I would certainly be willing to do that. As I, you know, stated to you earlier, you know, this is not a nasty race.
So the answer is yes.
Yeah, we're men that's running for two positions.
I'll do the whole 2 hours with the three of you. I swear to God, I'll do the whole two positions.
We want what's best for the, you know, for Richland Township, and you know what we have now is we work well together. I work well with Jim and with Greg. We get things done, and we live in the best township in this county. I mean,
sure.
You know, when you drive our roads, we've got some of the best roads in this county.
Yeah, and the reason my listeners know that is true. I live in Richland Township. Again, full disclosure, Jim DeNobles lives not next door, but like across the street. I can throw a stone and hit his house. In fact, I've tried many times. good guy. No, and again, I don't know Jay Stevens, but seemed like a good guy when I interviewed him by phone. I don't have a dog in this fight. I really don't. But for the listeners, if I had any kind of problems with the roads in Richland Township, my listeners know I'd be talking about it.
Correct.
I haven't. But I got to tell you, Rick, this $1 million COVID money that did not go to the police or the fire departments and other health, you know, like the Belmont County Health Department or the coroner's office or health stuff, but instead goes to a building that's only two buildings that essentially a grand total of 4,000 square feet. I've got to tell you, I'm having a tough time with these numbers. 4,000 square feet for $1 million is like Jesus H. Anyway, so I will reach out. I'll ask DeNoble tomorrow, and I'll reach out to Jay Stevens, to see when we can get the three of you here. We'll book the whole – you guys will be the whole show. All 3 hours.
Regarding this building,
yes.
You know, we did what was best for the citizens of the township. You know how things went with COVID, and the money that was spent. This American Rescue Plan, whether you agree with it or not, we received these funds, and we did what was the very best thing for the residents of the township that will last for the next 80 years. We have, we did not a dime came from the budget, for this project, and we had a one-time thing to do the best we could possibly do with that money. And for the constituents, they will not have the burden of replacing that building in the next, 80 years.
Rick, I appreciate you coming in here, especially after being brutalized by Mr. Big Willie in that last segment there. I always give my guests the last word. You speak directly to our listeners. Tell them anything you want. Repeat points you've made. Bring up new points. Tell people how to get in touch with you, how to vote for you, how to make donations to your campaign. Anything you want, but no cursing or else I get in trouble. So, ladies and gentlemen, Richland Township Trustee Rick Farrell, spelled F-E-R-R-E-L-L. My microphone is yours.
Okay. By far, Richland Township has some of the best roads in this county. That's something we have strived for, in the 12 years that I've been a township trustee. I have been a project manager for 8 slips that we've had. We're currently working on two of the slips. Safety, when we have these slip projects, safety is the most important aspect of, you know, of making sure that no one is injured. I have been a resident for 35 years. My volunteer work, you know, I work with the Saints Club to raise money for athletics. I'm a Rotarian for the last 20 years, in which we do great things for the community. We have a $2 million soccer complex out on Airport Road that I was a founding member, and I'm the treasurer for the last 27 years. So I am proud of what we've done in this community, and my dad inspired me to do, you know, things for the people, and you know, that's what we've done.
And how do people get in touch with you?
Can get in touch with me. My phone number is 740-312-5895.
Once again,
7 days a week.
Once again, what's that number?
740-312-5895. And thank you very much for having me.
Happy. And they can also reach you on Facebook as well, right?
Yeah, I'm on Facebook under Rick Farrell.
All right. I'm going to...
That's F-E-R-R-E-L-L.
He's rubbing my nose in it. Anyway, God, I feel so awful. I really do.
No, you're fine. You're fine.
God, no, I've got issues. But anyway, so I'll have a DeNoble on tomorrow morning, and then I'll reach out to Jay Stevens to see when we can get the three of you in here. We'll give you the whole morning.
Okay.
We'll give you the whole show, and we'll even take calls. We'll do it right for Richland Township. It's all part of the Belmont buzz.
We haven't even touched on all that we've done in the last 12 years.
Well, so. We'll get you back on. I have no problem with that. Well, all three of you, actually, have no problem with that whatsoever. Yeah. It's one of the few interesting races here in the Valley.
Yeah.
So it's like, hey.
Stop out at the township. The two buildings and structures that were built, please check it out.
All right. Sounds great. Hey, Rick Farrell, thank you so much for your time.
You.
I appreciate it. We got to say goodbye. You want to say goodbye to our Facebook friends here? All right, now I got to say goodbye to you as well, because we got Dimitri Graffiti coming up, and it's essentially banned. But you can call in, and you can talk about Rick Farrell. You can talk about Jim DeNoble, about Jay Stevens. You can talk about Nick Farrelly. You can talk about anything that you want. Just don't interact with me. That's coming up in a matter of nanoseconds. But on the Facebook side, we got to say goodbye. Share this everywhere if you would. All right. Hey, thank you very much, sir. You're going to have to see yourself out, because I got this next segment coming up here, and... We'll get you back in here. Thank you so much.
Hopefully these radio people, you know, I mean, they bash me and they don't even know me.
Well, Mr. Big Willie, I mean, he may have been all liquored up today. You never know with him.
No, he can always come meet me.
Okay.
And, know who he's really talking about.
We'll talk. Thank you, sir. Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Rick Farrell there, ladies and gentlemen. Really fascinating stuff, and I'd love to have... I'd love to have all three of them in here. Wouldn't that be incredible radio? Holy cow, would that be great? It's the only really hot race here in the Valley. Got a yes from him. Hopefully we'll get a yes from DeNoble. Get a yes from Jay Stevens, I hope. Okay, Dimitri Graffiti is next. Here's your chance to sound up.
Are you ready for the Jambo Redneck Run?
Dimitri Graffiti. The rules of engagement: do not have your radio on when you call. Do not wait for a show producer to ask you your name, where you're calling from, or what you want to talk about. Do not slander. Do not libel. Do not curse. Do not target station clients. Do not violate any federal, state, or local law. And do not, under any circumstances, try to interact with the host. Dimitri Graffiti, studio line 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. Dimitri Graffiti, ADA compliant. Dimitri Graffiti.
12 years of experience lying to the residents.
Dimitri Graffiti.
My brother's having a house built, and the contractor's charging him $250 a square foot. You divide $1 million by 4,000 square feet, it comes out to $250. Sounds about right to me.
Dimitri Graffiti.
It's just an honor to be on the Big Willie and Dimitri show. Thank you.
Dimitri Graffiti.
Hey, our show is still doing great.
There's no way, no way that you could come from my loins. As soon as I get home, the first thing I'm going to do is punch you.
Dimitri Graffiti.
Yeah, you have daycare for infants and toddlers. You have daycare for K through 12. And then you have adult daycare called county jobs, township jobs, paid for by we the people.
Dimitri Graffiti.
The cutoff for ARPA funding is $1 million to justify showing how the capital project directly responds to the pandemic-related harm. The bid was $980,000. Too bad it wasn't $1 million. Maybe we'd have got the justification on how the pandemic-related harm is justified to build a $1 million building.
Dimitri Graffiti.
Oh, yeah, come on, 2 minutes, we're here, brother, yeah, and the Big Willie and the Meatries, oh, yeah, dig it.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Dimitri Graffiti, rules of engagement. Do not have your radio on when you call. Do not wait for a show producer to ask you your name, where you're calling from, or what you want to talk about. Do not slander. Do not libel. Do not curse. Do not target station clients. Do not violate any federal, state, or local law. And do not, under any circumstances, try to interact with a host. Dimitri Graffiti, studio phone line, 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. 740-325-1490. Dimitri Graffiti, ADA compliant. Dimitri Graffiti. Dimitri Graffiti.
Sir, you're under arrest for inciting a riot, disorderly conduct, vandalism, public intoxication, violation of the fire code, failure to obey a lawful command, and resisting arrest. Do you understand what I just charged you with?
Hell yeah.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. Today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to L.A. Well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, an American, where at least I know I'm free, and I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me, and I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. Today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love.